There's one Musar Shmuz that I try to repeat every year. Most I try not to repeat. But when one knows that the message of one's Rebbe, deep in his bones, that he repeated every year and wanted to convey very strongly to one's Talmidim, I feel a responsibility to continue Rabbi Braunschweigel's message. I apologize to the second-year guys, just like I apologized last year to the second-year guys, like I apologized the year before to the second-year guys. But tonight's message, I think, is extremely important. And I hope, as life goes on, you'll be able to internalize something that was in the Tamtzis Hadam, was in really in my Rebbe's blood. It's in his introduction to his Sefer on Shas, Sefer Bikurei Abba, the basic Yesod, and then I as a Talmud thought that there are many other additions that I think are very helpful for the Talmidim. My Rebbe asked a very basic question on this week's Parsha. Avimelech has abducted Sarah, and he says to Avram Avinu, I didn't abduct her at all. You told me that she was your sister. And Avram Avinu responds to Avimelech in a very, very strange way. Vayomer Avimelech al Avram, Mara Isa ki asisa sadavar azeh, what did you see that you felt that you could lie to me? Vayomer Avram ki amarti raken yiris elokim b'makom azeh. I saw that people aren't observant. They don't have yiris shamayim. And the question is obvious. God forbid, Hashem Yirachem, there's an Orthodox Jew who's hauled into court and he's asked, why was he dishonest in business? And he says that I stole from people who weren't religious, who didn't believe in God. There aren't many Chilulei Hashem that are greater than that. What is Avram Avinu saying when he says, Rakein Yiras Elokim b'makom mazed, that there isn't Yiras Shemayim? So that's why I lied. That was the question that my Rebbe was coming to answer. I'd like to ask a few more questions. Avimelech, when he's encountered by God, and God says to him, how could you take this lady? So Avimelech responds in righteous indignation. He says, Bisam levavi, with a pure heart, uvenikyo and kapayim, with clean hands, osisi zois. And Rashi points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you half of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Gam anoichi yodati ki v'sam levavcha asisa zois. I know you did it with a pure heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you were sincere, in the sense that you didn't know. But nikyon kapai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not willing to say that Avimelech's hands are clean. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you half, the other half I'm not going to give you, and the half I'm not going to give you is that your hands aren't clean. Question number one, what does Avram Avinu mean when he says, Rak en yiras elokim b'makom hazeh? Question number two, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response that you didn't do with niki chapayim, with clean hands? You know, that term is very, very similar to something else that we say about the most beautiful aspiration that we have. When we put the Sefer Torah back, we say the opposite of B'sam Levavi V'nikyon Kapai. Mi Alev Ahar Hashem. We're still dreaming for it. We still can't go up to our Abayis. Mi Alev Ahar Hashem U'mi Yokum B'mkoyim Kodshoi Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav. Those whose hands are clean and have a pure heart. Isn't that striking? David HaMelech uses the same term as Avimelech, but in the inverse. So the question is, Avimelech clearly has done something wrong. David HaMelech is saying, if you want to do the right thing, do the exact same thing, but in the inverse. Niki chapayim uvar levav. And finally, the last observation, if you take a look at the abduction of Sarah, we had it in Parshas Lech Lecha as well. And what happens? Paro abducts Sarah. There Paro doesn't talk. He gets afflicted, and he gives her back. God doesn't visit Paro. Paro knows the score. He knows he did something wrong. God is punishing him. This one he's not going to get. But here, Avimelech has a teretz. And not only that, his teretz, God feels a need to respond, and ultimately the cryptic response of Avraham Avinu. So why is it that Paro is so different than Avimelech? What does that tell us? Rabosai, the answer to these questions lie in a very painful mussar from the altar of Slobodka. 1930. There's a bachur that comes back to Slobodka from Germany. He lived in Germany. And the altar asked him, how was the Bein Azmanim? He said, good. Any thoughts, reflections? The altar by nature would probe. And the boy says, well, Rebbe, there is something on my mind. I have to tell you the truth. The manners of the people in Germany rival and at times are even better than not only the manners in Lithuania, here in Lithuania, but even the manners of the boys in yeshiva. In Germany, they were very, very refined. We have to work on our midos to be even more refined. But that was his complaint to the altar. Sounds like a legitimate complaint. In many ways, it is. But the altar began to probe. He said, give me an example. He said, I'll tell you. In Germany, when you need directions, by the way, they tell me, it's like this. An individual that you ask in that country will stop and he'll give you directions to the place, exactly where you need to go. They'll take out 5-10 minutes. They'll draw you a map. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, what do they say? Yashar, tifne smola, vaz tishal sham. Go straight, turn left, and ask over there. Not like that in Germany in 1930. They'll give you the directions, they'll draw you a map. And the altar was asked by the Talmud, he says, in many ways, they're so refined. And, says the Talmud, at the end, I forgot the German expression. A cursed language, it's better to leave it. He says, at the end, they'll ask you, is it not so? Is this not the way? As a form of deference, so that there shouldn't be, you know, as if I need you and you don't need me, they'll say, is it not so? And the altar cryptically said back to him, my dear Talmud, sometimes manners isn't midos. 1942. This Talmud wasn't as lucky as some of his friends who managed to escape, and he was being beaten by an SS officer in the camps. And as the German officer beat him, he said to him, Jew, it hurts. Is it not so? And at that moment, he understood what the altar meant. Manners isn't always midos. My Rebbe begins his sefer, Ani Agev Ero Ani. I'm a child survivor of the Holocaust. The Braunschweigel family started with 7 children. And they ended off the war with 3. Miraculously, both parents survived, and my Rebbe was one of 3 that also survived. He's a tiny man. Probably was malnourished during the war. And he says the amazing thing is that during the war, what he remembers is being hungry and his parents' mesiras nefesh to do mitzvahs. He says on Sukkos, they would throw some schach, each person under the top of the other when the Nazis weren't looking, and a person would run in and make a brach of leishei basukkah. It's a sugya, masecha sukkah, using bodies as a wall for a sukkah. He remembers his mother making matzos now, Rabosai, now. At this time of the year, making matzos, tiny matzos in an oven, and they sewed it into their garments, leaving it there for 5-6 months, hoping that they'd be able to be zocha that year to eat matzos. That's what he remembers as a child. Anyway, Braunschweigel answers the question, Rakein Yiras Elokim, that what Avram Avinu was telling Avimelech, that at the end of the day, you, in Gror, pride yourself as being the most civilized society, but at the end of the day, the mind that makes its laws, if its morality comes from ethics, at the end of the day, that ethics, the mind could rationale and justify doing anything. If the source of our morality and our ethics doesn't come from a place that's defined, you take pride that you don't live with a married woman, so you know what's going to happen? You'll justify a way to make sure that I was knocked off. And that's exactly Lanias Daiti, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu. Excuse me, to Avimelech. Avimelech said, B'som levavi uvenityon kapai. I did it, and I was sincere, and my hands are clean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, yes, you did it, B'som levavcha. You think you did it, B'som levavcha, but you put your own rationale first. And if you ultimately think that you're going to rely on your own mind and your own intellect and not something that's divine, being mevatel yourself to something that is greater than you, then ultimately, the mind that makes it are going to be the hands that break it. Hence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to him, it's true, you did it, b'sam levavcha, but your hands aren't clean because you relied on your own intellect. Paro, the score was clear. Mitzrayim was shitufei zima. Everybody was being mezana left and right. Paro didn't justify anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it, sends him a makkah, he knows. But Avimelech is the most dangerous. Gror is the most dangerous. Gror prides themselves on their system of ethics like Nazi Germany, like Germany, excuse me, did in 1920, 1925. And Rabbi Braunschweig describes everybody in the world. He remembers as a child playing Mozart and Beethoven. And everybody in the world looked. The first chair in ethics in the entire world was in Germany. Just a few years before. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us in this parsha that at the end of the day, we can't rely on our intellect to create a system that's truly moral, that's truly ethical. It has to come from something that's divine. Because the power of the Yetzer Hara is so profound, we could absolutely justify anything. I had the schus of knowing a Holocaust survivor, Reb Anshel Tesler. Reb Anshel Tesler's 1946 attests to this, the power of halacha that works first with Niki Chapayim and then Var Levav. 1946, the war was over. His entire family had been killed al Kiddush Hashem. And he was furious and he was in terrible pain. And he started going through life, attempting to go through life. And then there was one morning he woke up and he told his family that he just, at that morning, he couldn't pray. He was so angry. 9 o'clock in the morning passed. 10 o'clock passed. And what happens to a Jew who his entire life has been putting on tefillin and davening every morning at 10:30, 11 o'clock, if they didn't daven yet? They begin to get hungry. He didn't daven, but you don't eat. You can't eat. 11:30. He couldn't bring himself to eat, but he couldn't daven. So you know what he did? He put on his tefillin, and he screamed at God. And he cursed God in a kosher way, not blasphemy. But he did everything. He let out all of his frustration. The point is that sometimes halacha is there, even if our intellect is not there. And that's a very, very, very powerful tool where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't trust your intellect. I'm going to give you a way of life that says first, Neki Chapayim, and what's going to follow is Var Levav. And he was one of the holiest people that I ever knew. But 1946, he needed Neki Chapayim and then Var Levav. And that's Pshat in David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, Mi Yaleh V'Har Hashem Mi Yakum Mimkoyim Kodshoy. You think that it's your intellect that's going to help you become an ethical person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you something that's greater. And that is Torah v'halacha, neki chapayim uvar levav. So Rabbosai, there are two takeaways from this beautiful yesod. Number one is And this my Rebbe, I'm sure, would want me to repeat to boys who are prior to going to college, to boys who are done with college. Chazal tell us there's Chochma Bagoyim. And that manifests both in the arts and in the humanities and in the sciences. But at the end of the day, ain't Torah Bagoyim. You know what the definition of Torah is? Reb Miller said in this base of Medrash, Torah means, quite a fascinating chiddush, Torah means, as the Mesillas Yesharim describes, a person who has a sense of wanting to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence Avraham Avinu, the year 2000, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, is the beginning of Torah. Lech Lecha, we spoke about last week, going to yourself. That's the definition of Torah. Torah Bagoyim Al Tamin. There is no Torah Bagoyim. There's Chachma, there's wisdom. But Torah there isn't. Because the Goyim believe B'sam Levavu V'nikyo Kapai, and we have a totally different system. Totally different system. And that system is Nekicha Payim Uvar Levav. That we're Mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the heart follows. Even at times when the heart is so angry and so upset. And the second lesson, aside from the fact that college is there to help us to get a career, help us to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world, second lesson that I'd like to add to what my Rebbe said is that there's something at this age of cultivating holy instincts. It's not enough to sit and to learn and to imbibe holy information. We need to develop holy instincts. I mentioned in the past an example that's not relevant to most of the Talmidim here. But it hit me between the eyes. We'll talk maybe down the line what everybody talks about, and that is technology, phones, etc. I was in Ramat Beit Shemesh. My children, may they be well, don't have smartphones. And there are many people, Bachurim, in Eretz Yisrael that have been raised that smartphones are entirely prohibited. And you know what? I think you know better why it's us or than they do. But that's what they've been told. And I once walked out of shul, and a boy turns to me. Welcome to Israeli culture. Efshar sicha, the words don't even make a lot of sense. Efshar sicha means possible conversation. But what that means, I learned quickly here, means, can I borrow your phone? So I pulled out my smartphone. I wasn't thinking. I gave it to him. I gave it to this yeshiva bachur. And he looked at it. I put it in his hand. And his hand began to tremble when I put it in his hand. And he said, Toda ani lo yachol. He gave it back to me. For every single one of us, there has to be something where our instincts say, without even understanding, that this is something, Toda ani lo yachol. He doesn't understand why, but he's been taught, ani lo yachol. And I can't tell you what that is. It would be wrong for me to tell you what that is. You need to decide what it is that your instincts are. Niki chapayim uvar levav. That there are certain things that my hands just don't come close to it. Ashrecha Yisrael. Every morning, the holy Jewish mothers wake up with their little tiny children and they take them to the sink and they wash Netilas Yadayim. There's a child tomorrow morning, hundreds, thousands of children that they have no idea what their mother is doing when they wash their hands. And then they're going to be 7 and 8 years old and the Rebbe is going to say, you can't touch anything until you wash your hands. They're not going to understand. A child before he's 2 years old has no idea of Tumah V'Tahara. But the Ashrecha Yisrael, the Kedusha of Halacha says that we put into a Jewish child the mindset, Niki Chapayim, even though I don't understand what Tumah V'Tahara is, I begin to learn that there's something called Tumah and Tahara. And therefore the two practical examples of holy instincts that we need to take away. Number one, there are certain places we don't go.
Gemara in Kedushin describes that two Amorayim felt that they were in a place that was inappropriate, and they didn't say, let's not think, let's not look. The expression is, Dal karech mikmei de Gehenim. Let's remove our legs, it's getting close to Gehenim. There's some places where you just feel, Dal karech mikmei de Gehenim. And then there's something else, Asei Tov. I was a little boy in Tar Vidas, and I was zochet to see Reb Simcha Sheps Zatzal, one of the close Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. I had no idea what his shir was talking about, but he would sit in the Beis Medrash. He was 8 years old, and the boys would come over and speak to him, and learning, 20-year-old boys, and Reb Simcha Sheps became 20 years old. He would become so animated. It was a beautiful scene. He would grab the boys by their shirts, talking and learning. It's not only Nikich HaPayim, is not only the Sur Meira. Nikich HaPayim is creating a hislavus for Torah, outside of the intellect of Torah. And then B'siyata D'Shmaya, then the Var Levav will follow. But it comes with a hislavus, an excitement. For sure, it can't end with Nikich HaPayim. For sure, the goal is a purity of heart. But we need to work on that. We need to internalize that. You know, they tell me that there was once also a sad story. Wow, I'm saying a lot of sad stories tonight. Simcha Sheps is a beautiful memory. Say there was a Hasidish boy, unfortunately, in Borough Park, who began to slowly go off the derech. This is when I'm a kid. There was no smartphones, but there were televisions. So he goes into a store in Borough Park, and he asks somebody to sell him a television. So the proprietor is also a chassid. He says, it's pasnish for a chassidish habacher, a television. It's not appropriate for a chassidish habacher, a television. A few weeks later, he goes into another store. Now his payas, unfortunately, is off. He looks like you and me. He goes into the store again, and he asks the proprietor. And the proprietor says to him, again, it's not appropriate for a chassidish habacher. A few weeks later, unfortunately, it's all gone. The yarmulke is gone. He's wearing a pair of jeans. He goes into another store in Borough Park, and he asks him, can I buy a television? The proprietor turns to him, and he says to him, I can't sell a television to a chassidish habacher. He says to him, why do you think I'm a chassidish habacher? He says, because you were pointing to the microwave. It only works up until a certain place. It only works to a place and where the heart wants it. Eventually, if Nikich HaPayim has been distorted, has been abused, has been messed up, then it's not going to work. But there's no question that the other option, B'sam Levavi V'Nikyon Kapai, is Chas V'Chalila tragic. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to work on our holy instincts, to really, really internalize the message, the blood message of my Rebbe, Torah Bagayim Al Tamin, that at the end of the day, our Derech HaTorah only comes from the Nikich HaPayim Uvar Levav. The outside world, Chochma Bagayim University, offers us so much to understand. There's Chochma Bagayim in the arts and in the sciences and so on, but that's not life. What's life is a Shalshelis Hamasaira, is a connection to Torah Hashem Tamima, is Masikas HaTorah. A good Shabbos.